Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm Irresistible to Woman. Now it's your turn. Joining me, as always, is my wondrous woman of wow, OORelationships.com female expert, Amy Waterman. In today's portion of our program, we'll teach you about ADD, not attention deficit disorder, but how to break it with our own trusted method of ADD, Attention Deficit Destroyer. We'll be talking about how you can gain attention and only profit from it. These methods include, number one, peacocking, number two, energy, and number three, popularity. Now, let's talk about that peacock method first. Now, Amy, we're not talking about the size of your last boyfriend's whatever. It's actually an interesting, to say the least, method. If you've ever read Neil Strauss's The Game, you'll know all about it. Basically, as you know, Amy, these guys dress up in the most ridiculous and outlandish getup you can think of. It could be a spacesuit and a fedora with 6-inch platform shoes, or a red polyester suit with ski goggles. The fun part about it is you get to use your imagination. Now, Amy, judging by that crazy Cleopatra outfit I saw you in, looks like you've peacocked yourself.
Oh, I'm just shocked, James. I am so offended. I thought that I was creating something I'd seen on the catwalk. And honestly, if you've ever looked at fashions on the catwalk, that's peacocking taken to the limit. Because honestly, if I wore catwalk couture down the center of my main street, people would stare at me thinking, what in the world is going on with her? So really think about it. Maybe we're not outlandish so much as just thinking a little bit further than everyone else.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, as you mentioned, you know, walking down the street, people are going to be notice you, and that's a good thing, isn't it?
They do, but it only works if you like being noticed.
Yes.
So shy guys, if you're going to try and peacock and you're too shy to get looked at, don't try it. You're not man enough. You have to love being looked at. You have to love the attention. And you have to play it up. Be a little bit of an actor about it.
Yes, you know, you have to show confidence, and you just have to show, like, I love doing this. I love being right here, so you know, whatever you think, I don't care. I'm just having the time of my life.
OORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
We're back. Now let's talk about our second awesome way of gaining positive attention, energy. Girls love guys who bring excitement to the table, whether it's in the club or in the bedroom. If you're bursting with energy.
Ooh, excitement in the bedroom. I like that.
Yeah, I know you do. So, Amy, I think as you...
James, you don't know that I like that.
Oh, I kind of have an idea.
Who have you been talking to? Anyway.
Everyone.
Yes, what are you saying, James?
All right. So, I mean, you know, as I think Amy will testify, if you're bursting with energy, bursting with optimism and hope, girls will just be mesmerized by you. Stop laughing. This is my program. Oh, man. I mean, so Amy, I mean, I think you'll agree. Just energy, whether it's, you know, in the club or in this place that you don't know anything about.
Exactly. The
bedroom. Yeah, I know you don't know anything about that.
No, I'm innocent. Yeah.
But I think, you know, somehow you have an idea that energy is a good thing.
Energy is fantastic, even when it's silly energy. Even when the energy comes from just poking fun at one another saying silly things and making a fool of yourself. And banter creates energy. Why? Because when you're talking at me and I'm listening and then I talk at you and you listen, that's not energy, is it?
No. No, that's not energy. But so, I mean, let's talk about enthusiasm. I mean, I know you've talked about guys you've seen at, you know, not even just the bar, like in a park, who just, you just see them having a good time and just, you know, jabbing each other, having a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, you just notice that, don't you?
Well, part of it is it's the love of life. I think there's this perception based off from current fashions that you have to be apathetic and bored and act like you're disinterested. Well, let me tell you, I want passion. I want that guy who's just humming because he's loving it. He's absolutely loving it. Because you know what? That makes my life so much better.
Yes. Guys, enthusiasm is contagious, so spread it.
Go with OOR, OORrelationships.com, because it's your turn.
Finally, let's talk about our third method, popularity. Of course, in order to be popular, you have to bring what we talked about before, energy and enthusiasm, to the table. It all begins with people enjoying and looking forward to being around you. Once you show that friends love your company, girls will want in. They'll be curious. Amy, I know you're familiar with the method of influence called social proof. Please explain this to our listeners, who I'm sure want to prove that they're popular.
Yeah, well, this you can so see. You see a guy walk into a room, and everybody knows him, and then people are coming up to him and saying, "Hey, how are you doing?" And you think, I want to know him because everybody else knows him.
Yeah.
Now, I have a great example about this. I was met a guy and we'd hung out just one-on-one a couple times. And I thought, he's a bit of a geek, not really sure about this. Then he said, "Hey, I'm throwing a party. Why don't you come?" I thought, okay, that sounds great. I went there and all of these beautiful women were there and they were laughing with him and they were flirting with him. When I walked away that night, I thought, this guy must have something. And nothing changed. He's still the same guy, but he had social proof.
Social proof. I mean, I think every guy is familiar with this. When you have a girl, that's when girls want you more. So to be surrounded by a beautiful woman, there's no better proof than that.
You're listening to an exclusive broadcast of How to Be Irresistible to Women on RRRelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
This concludes ADD. Attention Deficit Destroyer on RRRelationships.com's How to Be Irresistible to Women audio series. You've heard Amy and I discuss with you three great methods for gaining attention and gaining dates: peacocking, energy, and popularity. They may not come to you naturally, but I guarantee that if you do each with conviction, you'll have all kinds of girls noticing you right away. And who doesn't like being irresistible? That's a winner's game. This concludes today's edition of RRRelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/two-woman. That's 000relationships.com/two-woman. RRRelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, RRRelationships.com, a Unica Design Company. All rights reserved.